You are now listening to URN's Trans Remembrance Vigil. Before we begin, a gentle but important content notice. Today's episode includes discussion of violence, loss, and the lived experiences of transgender people. Some listeners may find these topics emotionally challenging. Please take care of yourself however you need to. Pause, skip ahead, or step away at any point. What you're about to hear was recorded live at Trans Day of Remembrance Vigil. Because this was a live event, the audio is a little patchy and uneven. I've also had to make a few edits around music so that the episode meets Spotify podcasting guidelines. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy.
University Radio Nottingham.
Welcome to the University of Nottingham Students' Union Trans Day of Remembrance 2025 vigil. History of the day, we'll just let you know. It was founded by Gwendolyn Ann Smith, Nancy Nangerini, and Jahira De Alto in 1999. The Transgender Day of Remembrance was founded to commemorate the life of the black trans woman and rock enthusiast Rita Hester, who was murdered on November 28, 1998.
The day also reflects the life of Chanel Pickett, a trans woman who spoke openly alongside her twin sister, Gabrielle Pickett, about their experiences identifying as trans. Pickett was killed on November 20th, 1995, amongst a huge increase of targeted attacks against or towards members of the trans community, particularly black trans women.
Hi everyone, I'm just going to do a little bit of housekeeping just before we start. Obviously, we're freshmen. We've got refreshments and stuff in the welcome zone. So if anyone wants to go in, pop in and out. I understand it's very cold outside, so please pop in and out as and when you want to. The exits are both sides of me. There's also a fire exit at the back of the welcome zone as well. If there is a fire alarm, there is a...
Starting again. And if Alfie points at me again, I'll know that everything's gone wrong. It is the University of Nottingham Students' Union Trans Day of Remembrance 2025 vigil. The day was founded by Gwendolyn Ann Smith, Nancy Nangerini, and Jahira De Alto in 1999. And it was founded to commemorate the life of the black trans woman and rock enthusiast Rita Hester, who was murdered on November 28, 1998.
The day also reflects the life of Chanel Pickett, a trans woman who spoke openly alongside her twin sister Gabrielle Pickett about their experiences identifying as trans. Pickett was killed on November 20th, 1995, amongst a huge increase of targeted attacks towards the members of the trans community, particularly black trans women.
The first event took place in November 1999 in Boston and San Francisco, as both the deaths occurred during this month. From 2000 onwards, the memorial has taken place annually on November 20th as part of the anniversary of Pickett's murder. This year is the 30th anniversary of Pickett's death.
Some welfare links relating to the event is UN counselling has free counselling available. It grants all students the opportunity to chat to a trained professional in a one-to-one or a group setting. If you need this, call 0115 951 3695 or email counselling.service@nottingham.ac.uk.
We've also got Nottingham Nightline, which is a student-led confidential information and listening service available between 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. every night, available to offer advice and support on pretty much anything. You can email nightlineanon@nottingham.ac.uk, call 01159 514985, or access their instant messaging service on nottinghamnightline.co.uk.
Genderkit.org
Stephanie.uk
are a great online
Sophia.
Resource that offers potential ways
Robin.
To combat gender dysphoria.
Faith.
Nottingham Sophie. Chameleons.
Jessica.
Are we continuing?
Finley.
Nottingham Chameleons.
Lucy. Leslie. Tony. Okay. These are all people who have died this year. Whether it's from...
This is Alice hate, Ely.
Violence.
Speaking on behalf of the Students' Union.
These are people that we have lost. This is sad. Today is about all of us, students, staff, and the wider community, and the organisations who work tirelessly to improve trans rights, coming together to grieve for the lives of transgender people that have been lost. It is also a chance for us to reflect on how we can all strive to be better for trans people in Nottingham and beyond. If you are an ally here today, I urge you to think about what you can do to make your trans siblings feel safer and more supported. For all of us, this is a time to think and to reflect collectively about how we can improve trans lives, experiences, especially in higher education. Trans students deserve to feel safe. Trans students deserve an education. Trans students deserve healthcare. Trans people deserve healthcare. Trans people deserve respect. Trans people deserve rights. And it makes me sad that on our campus, we still experience transphobia. There are still people here who are afraid to go to lectures, are afraid to speak out, are afraid to access the services that they should be able to access. We need to do better. As a society, we need to do better. But as a university, we also need to do better. I want to make the university a better place for transgender students. But I cannot do this alone. We need to do this as a community. So I advise you all, please, be an ally. Be that friend. Be that support. Because I want my sibling, I want my family, and especially my sibling, to be able to grow up in a world where they can be themselves, where they can express themselves without having to fear if someone is going to be around the corner, if someone is going to say something, if someone is going to be in the way. I want them to be able to access the same healthcare as everyone else. Trans people matter, and their identities matter, and they should not be forgotten. And I would just like to introduce some of the other speakers today. We have our very own LGBTQ plus society president, who would like to say a few words.
You, that was Alice Ely, the Vice President of Liberation and Welfare, speaking on behalf of our students' union.
Yeah, that was a great show of community and support and the importance of speaking up for those around you. Next up, we have Lily from UON LGBTQ plus Society.
I'm Charlotte. I'm the president of the LGBT Society here at the university, and this is Lily, who is the general secretary of the LGBT Society. First of all, we'd just like to thank everyone for coming here today. It means the world that there's so many people here in support of the transgender community. Today, we take the time to remember those who have lost their lives to the transphobic and prejudiced violence, as well as those who have lost their lives as a result of the lack of mental, physical and medical support. We remember the 281 plus lives lost this year and all of the lives lost in the years before. The transgender community is the reason that our community has the rights it has today, the reason that we are free to love and be ourselves. The transgender community represents the best of us and represents the beauty of being yourself. We honour those who have lost their lives and use this as fuel to continue our fight against injustice and prejudice. We all have the right to live as who we are, and this is a right that's been infringed upon for the transgender community. We seem to be regressing as a society, and we need to fight back against this. We promise as a committee of the LGBT Society to continue fighting for you and to continue to offer a safe space where you can be unapologetically yourselves. I want you to remember this. You matter and you deserve a long, healthy, happy and safe life. We will always be here as a society to offer support and signpost you to resources that can help. You're never alone. Trans lives matter, and you matter. Thank you.
Was Lily? That was Lily from the University of Nottingham.
Hello.
LGBTQ+.
For those of you who don't know me, as Charlotte said, I'm Lily. I'm the General Secretary of the LGBT Society and a transgender woman. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Being trans right now is scary. In the UK, as well as in a litany of other countries around the globe, we've seen a significant rise in transphobic sentiment which has in many places manifested itself in harmful, degrading policies, rulings, laws and social attitudes. We are at threat. According to TGEU, nearly 300 trans or otherwise gender non-conforming people became the victim of anti-trans violence last year and lost their lives in the UK alone. And it is them that we are gathered here to remember. As much as I would love to promise you that everything is fine and everything will be fine, the fact that I'm speaking here and the fact that we have a Transgender Day of Remembrance at all means that I can't in good conscience say those things. But what I can do is tell you a couple of personal stories and hopefully bring a little hope to anyone here who is struggling, because I know how hard today is for so many people who are affected personally and not. I realised I was not cisgender in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. It took me a while, but after a long time of figuring out who I was, I came out to my sixth form. That was far and away the scariest and most intimidating thing I've ever done. See, I went to an all-boys school, which made things a little awkward, and I was very worried because a lot of the people there had very little to no experience with girls, and there were especially some people in particular that I was particularly worried I would receive a lot of negativity from. But to my complete surprise, that didn't really happen. I had next to no negative experiences while I was at school, and even the people who I expected the most to give me problems didn't, even going so far as to actively use the right name and pronouns to me, where I would have expected them to just avoid it. Even when there were incidents, which, again, I won't lie, there were, there was an amazing staff and student network who all rallied around me to help me. And again, this is something that felt completely out of the blue for me. But it is something that meant such a massive amount to me and that I am not going to forget. Because of these people, because of all of the people that I didn't expect to help me, that I didn't expect to support me, I got to grow up into the person that I am today. I got to be myself. I got to live as myself. And I knew that even if something did go wrong, I had people behind me to support me. Earlier this year, when the UK Supreme Court made its ruling on the Equality Act, I went to the protest in my home city of Birmingham. I went with my parents and some friends of the family. And while we were there, grouping up in the crowd with our cardboard placards, I turned around and then I saw my neighbour from up the road. I'd spoken to him maybe a couple of times ever, and to my knowledge, I am the only trans person he has ever met. And even though we had absolutely no personal connection, and even though we hadn't mentioned it at all, he had turned up completely of his own volition to protest against this infringement on our rights and on our safety. I even later learned that he and his wife had been down to the major protest in London, so in fact they had actually protested against the judgment more than I had, and also that his wife was a member of a pro-trans feminist scholarly group. And there's a reason why I'm telling you these stories, and it's not just to express how much I appreciate the people around me and how fortunate I've been when I know so many people have not had that. Because on a day of mourning and remembrance like today, I think that looking back on the past and looking back at not only those that have left us behind, but also those who have supported us, should always be accompanied by a thought to the future. Being trans, especially when you're not out, can feel like an incredibly lonely and an incredibly isolating experience. And in the current political climate, it is incredibly hard not to feel like the world is against us. But now more than ever, it is important that we show solidarity and unity with one another in the face of such adversity. Now more than ever, it is important that we remember the past and honour those who have fallen. And now more than ever, it is important that we do everything we can so that one day I might be able to stand here again and say that this year none of us fell to violence and abuse. But right now, the first step and most important thing we should do is to commemorate those who have died because of transphobic violence, but also to take care of ourselves. Make sure that in the fight for our future, you keep yourself safe and prioritise your own well-being. And remember that even if you don't feel able to go out and be active, the most important thing you can do is support any trans people you know. And if you are one, that most importantly includes yourself. With that said, I want to extend my heartfelt empathy for anyone here who has been personally affected, and my heartfelt thanks to everyone who has attended to show their support and to honour the victims of transphobic violence. And to remember that even when it doesn't seem like it, and even when we least expect it, people will come out in support of us. I'd like to end with a quote from Gwendolyn Ann Smith, the co-founder of the Transgender Day of Remembrance. I am no stranger to the need to fight for our rights, and the right to simply exist is first and foremost. With so many seeking to erase transgender people, sometimes in the most brutal ways possible, it is vitally important that those we lose are remembered, and that we continue to fight for justice. Thank you.
Apologies. That was Lily from the UON LGBTQ plus Society. Thank you for that incredibly moving speech.
Next up is...
Thank you. I'd like to welcome Nottingham Against Transphobia. Thank you.
Tonight, we come together not as strangers or as people divided by labels, but as a community that knows what it means to support one another. We say we because none of us stands alone today in the world that we live. Every year, TDOR asks us to speak the names of our lost. But some names will never reach a microphone. Some lives slipped away quietly by suicide or neglect, held out of sight to protect families from shame or to spare elites from accountability. Some were buried under names that weren't theirs, like my friend Ness, whose truth was folded away the moment she left us. Their stories didn't make headlines, but they lived. They mattered. And tonight, we carry them with us. We are in an atmosphere shaped not by the people we meet on the street, but by those who profit from fear, who sit incomprehensibly high above us and pull the string of public feeling. And yet, when we look one another in the eye, when we meet our neighbors, our co-workers, the stranger at the bus stop, we find something else entirely. We find humans shaped by their circumstances, just as we are shaped by ours. Given different stories, different experiences, we would be somewhere else. 2 days ago, I was arrested and jailed here in Nottingham for peacefully holding a placard. I was left bruised. Half an hour later, the same police officers treated me with respect. I invited a kind and respectful response, and they accepted it. That showed me what Martin Luther King taught us. Compassionate, non-compliant, non-violence is not weakness. It is how we build a better society. It is how we stop losing more of our siblings. The far right thrives by magnifying the smallest differences and calling it irreconcilable. We survive and we grow and we connect with one another. by holding on to the tenderness that exists between people who simply recognize one another as human. That tenderness is not passive. It's courageous. It's the choice, again and again, to meet hate without becoming its mirror. Part of our strength comes from those who stand with us openly. So I want to give a brief nod to Zach Polanski, whose morals and allyship has given me more hope than I've ever had. Tonight, as we honor the lost, those we can name, and those forever unnamed, we also recommit ourselves to the living. We honor them by choosing empathy over fear, connection over division, and love over the violence that tries to shape us into something smaller. We remember them. We stand connected. And we keep going together. Thank you.
That was Anna Preston from Knots Against Transphobia.
Next speaking is Rebecca Kay from the Knots Trans Hub.
Thank you. We have our final speaker from the Nottingham Trans Hub.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the chair of Knots Trans Hub, which is a local peer support charity for trans and non-binary adults in Nottinghamshire and those that are questioning their gender identity. I came out 8 years ago and have been involved in organising the community for six. I've spoken at a few TDOR events over the years, and I always try to keep on the same theme: hope. In remembering those lost, in honouring their memories, it is just as important to hold on to hope of a future where that would never have happened, to hope for a future where the list of names is empty. As the rise of fascism, the far right, and governments not interested in our safety make hope a hard thing to grasp, it is more important now, more than ever, to hold it close to your heart. The noise we hear from transphobes and TERFs is but a death knell to their bigotry, one that is loud and terrifying and will cause more harm before it is done, but a death knell nonetheless. We will get through this. This too shall pass. I have seen more support from the general public this year than ever before. I have seen more vocal support than ever before, and people and companies speaking out against this hate in greater and greater numbers. Groups like Trans Kids Deserve Better, refusing to stand down, even when being faced by violence by hundreds of Met Police. And the unwavering support of the already mentioned Zach Polanski, a rising figure in the political scene. The community is stronger now than it has ever been. I walk through the streets with my head held high, with confidence in myself because of this community lifting me up as it does so many others. I stand here now as I am because of you. We will have our liberation, our freedom. We will throw off the shackles of colonialist gender binaries and create a world where trans people are free to be themselves and where cis people aren't bound by those self-same roles. Until that day, support each other, hold each other close, keep the flame of hope alive in your heart, and it will spread like a wildfire through the community. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Thank you.
Thank you. That was for Rebecca Kay from the Knots Trans Hub.
We'll now hear a closing speech from Alice Ely.
Thank you to all of our speakers, and thank you to everyone here. It's such an amazing community that has come out tonight. We've got representatives from the SU, University of Nottingham SU. We've got representatives from Nottingham Trent University and Nottingham Trent University SU. We've got people just from the community in Nottingham. We've got representatives from charities. It's absolutely amazing that you guys are all here and here to support this. I'm now going to lay some flowers on behalf of the SU. If anyone else would like to lay any flowers or would like to come and have a moment in front of the memorial, I welcome you to do so. we have some more hopeful activities in the Welcome Hub next to us. We've got some bunting that we are going to use to create a memorial in our Liberation Hub with any of the flowers or any of the stuff that's left in front of the memorial today. So if you'd like to add some words of hope to that bunting, that would be lovely. Lovely. We've also got some other activities as well, with some suggestions of trans or Pride-related artists, if you'd like to use the selection box in there. We also have an event going on down in Mooch, which is the student bar, if you guys would like to go to there after this. But again, I thank you all for being here. If any of you are students and you feel really passionately about trans rights and what is going on in the world at the moment and want to help or want to campaign, please come and see us at the Students' Union. Please come and see myself. I'm your Liberation and Welfare Officer. I'm here to work for you, and one of my goals for this year is to work with trans students and to improve the lives of trans students at this university. So thank you all for coming.
So thank you, Alessi, for that closing speech. We're just going to reiterate the welfare link. So UN counselling is a free counselling service that grants all students the opportunity to chat to a trained professional in a one-to-one or a group setting. If you're interested, call 0115 951 3695 or email counselling.service@nottingham.ac.uk.
We also have Nottingham Nightline, which is a student-led confidential information and listening service. Sorry. Available between 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. every night. Available to offer advice and support on anything. Email nightlineanon@nottingham.ac.uk. Call 01159 514 985 or access their instant messaging service on nottinghamnightline.co.uk.
Genderkit.org.uk are a great online resource that offers potential ways to combat gender dysphoria. Nottingham Chameleons, one of the longest running transgender support groups starting back in the early 1980s, and anyone identifying within the trans spectrum, as well as friends, family and friends, are welcome to attend their events with the next event on the 27th of November from 8 p.m. More information is available at nottinghamchameleons.co.uk.
Not LGBT Network is a service set up to provide help and support for queer individuals and their families. They can be contacted via 0115 934 9485 or by emailing info@notlgbt.com. We also have an amazing welfare officer, Griffin, or our head of daytime, Kitty, who you can get in touch with, and their details are on the URN Instagram.
Up next, we've got Disco Save My Dolls with Joe McDonald and me, Jade Hyam. And if you want to introduce the later show.
And then from 9 till 11, we'll have Analog Archives, which are doing a Trans Day of Remembrance special, and that's hosted by Inez and Jenny.